The hour of 5 p.m. having arrived, we'll call the House Tax Committee to order. We do not have a quorum yet, but we're going to start hearing bills, so when we do, we can take proper action. So we have before us now House File 4328. Representative Loon will move House File 4328, which is the Omnibus Education Bill. Okay, so the motion will then to refer to the Ways and Means Committee.
That's correct, Mr. Chair.
Okay, so with that, and on all three bills we have today, we're going to be very, very picky on making sure that the items we visit about tonight have to do with the Tax Committee. We let the other committees deal with their issues. We have issues of our own. With that being said, when we have a quorum, Chair Loon will move House File 4328. Chair Loon, could you please tell us about the tax provisions?
Yes, Mr. Chair and members. So, again, House File 4328 is the Education Omnibus Finance and Policy Bill. $30.2 total million for fiscal year 2019. $28.5 of that is for school safety and student safety and school security. For the purposes of the Tax Committee, there's two change items related to levies, which is why we're here. First, we expand the authorized use of the existing long-term facilities maintenance revenue program to allow schools to use those revenues for school safety and security measures. So that has a statewide impact of raising the Pay 19 and Pay 20 levies by $1.15 million per year. And then to offset this increase, we have a new equalization formula for the existing Safe Schools levy. And so this equalization is set at 68.5% of the statewide ANTC. And so this is an offsetting levy reduction of $1.15 million per year. So the result of those two things is zero increase to the levies, overall levies.
Okay, thank you very much. So with that, is there anyone in the audience that wishes to testify on behalf of House File 4328? Anyone with concerns? Would the department like to testify as we're here on a Thursday night and many people have very long trips home? Point duly noted. Thank you, Mr. Cummings. No, anybody that needs to testify, we will have them testify. So with that, do we have a quorum? We do?
Yeah,
I'll officially call the House Tax Committee to order. We have a quorum. Representative Schultz moves the minutes of Wednesday, April 18th, 2018. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Thank you, Representative Schultz. Now we will, Chair Loon will move House File 4328. Any member questions? With that, Representative Loon moves that House File 4328 be referred to the Ways and Means Committee. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. Thank you, Chair Loon,
thank
and
you,
members
Chair.
Of your staff. Item next, we're going to go to Chair Anderson P. I will move House File 4133, and if the amendments go on successfully, I believe Chairman Anderson, this will go directly to
America.
The Russians. It's the Russians.
They want me out.
He about took you out. Wow. Okay, so with that, I will move House File 4133, and members, this will be, if the amendments go on to the General Register, there's no funding in here, so let's look at the A8, the H4133A8 amendment. If you please explain that, Chair Anderson P.
Mr. Chair, members, the A8 amendment that removes a section of the bill towards the end on page 22, a rural finance authority revolving loan account. It's something new. The Department of Ag brought that to us. But it's also being carried in the ag finance bill, so to reduce duplication, we are moving to stricken that amendment of that section out of the policy bill, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you, Chair Anderson P. Anyone, before we go to member questions, anyone on the amendment? Well, this is an officer's amendment, right? This is
yeah.
Your amendment?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails on the H41338 amendment. Thank you, Chair Anderson. Is the A9 amendment also yours? Oh, I'll move the H41338 amendment, and I believe that this takes the tax issues out of the bill.
Yes, Mr.
Chair. Any discussion? All in favor? Okay, I'll renew my motion for the H41338 amendment. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion prevails. There are no tax issues in this bill, so there's really nothing to talk about unless members have questions.
Mr.
Okay.
Chair.
Chair Knobloch.
Mr. Chair, what is the motion in terms of where this bill is going?
The motion would be the general register.
If I can, Representative Anderson, I know at one point there was some money in the bill. With these amendments, has all the money been taken out of the bill so it doesn't have to go to Ways and Means?
That's correct.
Chair Anderson. Chair Knobloch.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Representative Anderson.
Chair Knobloch, I believe the 8-8 amendment, when he adopted that, took that out.
Okay.
Okay, so I will move that the House File 4133, as amended, be referred to the General Register. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. And the reason I didn't ask for public testimony on that, because there's no tax provisions in the bill. Thank you, Chairman Anderson. Okay, now we should have all the information for Chair Anderson's bill. Chair Anderson S., right? We got everything?
Yeah.
And members, we've been kind of waiting for some copying and so forth, and I believe that we have everything for this bill. So, Chair Anderson S. moves the House File 4016, and this would go to Ways and Means. Okay. Chair Anderson, you have an A9 amendment, H4016 A9 amendment. This is your amendment?
Yes.
Okay, members, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. We now have the bill in the shape the author would like. Chair Anderson S., could you please describe to us the tax provisions in this bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. There is the tax provisions that bring this bill to the tax committee are related to the stadium. What we are doing with this piece of legislation is we're eliminating the transfer of $20 million of tax revenue from the stadium, and then we are also taking that and directing those tax revenues to the veterans' homes as part of the stadium reserve. So all of the money that has been part of the stadium reserve, that's tax revenue, we're dedicating that revenue to other means within the state budget. And that's it in a nutshell.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone from the audience wishes to testify on behalf of the bill with concerns? Would the department like to testify? Please come down, Mr. Cummings. And, Mr. Cummings, this will be to the bill as amended.
Yes.
Please state your name and who represents for the record, please, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. My name is Paul Cummings, and I'm the tax policy manager at the Minnesota Department of Revenue.
Good evening.
And I was the CLA at one point for Representative Marquardt, and so I know about this Thursday night thing that maybe I shouldn't get in between him and the drive home. But with that said, Mr. Chair, first of all, I wanted to acknowledge, after the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act passed, we really worked diligently as soon as that passed to ensure that we understood the provisions, understood the implications for the department, really started to think about how we would respond, and then also think about what happened, what we would do in terms of administering it if there wasn't a response from the state legislature. Wanted to thank Representative Anderson for inquiring with the department about what some of those impacts would be. It really helped us to think about ways in which that would happen, and I know we worked on a letter back to Representative Anderson to do that. And so right now we're really hoping that we can work with you, Mr. Chair, and the Senate to develop an approach on tax conformity that would work well for Minnesotans. But we know that whether there is a tax bill or there is not a tax bill, we know that there will be impacts to the Department of Revenue to ensure that we are doing what we can to make the revenue system work well for Minnesotans. One of the things that we noticed in this approach that was put forward in this bill is there is a cut to the Department of Revenue, I think in the area of $3.9 million, and that will make it more difficult for the Department of Revenue to ensure that we can provide the type of services that Minnesotans expect from the Department of Revenue, especially in a time in which we're trying to deal with some external factors that are very large. I know that our deputy commissioner talked about some other issues that I won't go into today, talking about a property, a pipeline report, the incident study. And we also want to ensure that the funds talked about here, that we still have some a solid ground in terms of the commitments that we've made in terms of the stadium. But I just wanted to put on the record that, first of all, we thank Representative Anderson and her thoughtfulness in thinking about the department as we're dealing with responding to a very large change in our external environment with the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. And then we also wanted to put out a hand of partnership as we develop this final budget approach on how we can ensure that the department has what it needs to provide the top level of services that I know that you've come to expect, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Cummings. Questions from members for Mr. Cummings? And your points are very well taken. Thank you. With that, no questions for the author at this point? Okay, could you wrap it up, Chair Anderson S.?
Thank you for your time, Mr. Chair.
Okay, so Chair Anderson S. moves House File Number 4016 as amended be referred to the Ways and Means Committee. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion prevailed. Okay, look in your emails for next week's agenda and so forth. And I would just like to take a second here to thank Speaker Thiessen for his service to this House. We go way back. He's moving into over to the judiciary. The only thing I would correct that I think Leader Portman said was she said that a promotion to the judiciary, I would quibble with that, that if you go from the legislature to the judicial, I would really wonder if that's a promotion, but we'll just let that go. So we as a tax committee wish Speaker Thiessen the very best in his new endeavor. Anything else for the good of the order? With that, good government all the time, we are adjourned.